Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. Psalm 143:8. Let the morning bring me words of your unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. As one reads this psalm, the 143rd psalm, we might find quickly that the psalmist is crying out for the Lord to hear, see, and answer him. As many of us find, we need the psalmist to hear us as well. But the psalmist needed relief from the daily stress of living life in a less than perfect world. He desired and needs the Lord to bring some relief from his enemies pushing in from every single side. Have you ever felt the enemy pushing in against you? I have at times. Then the psalmist comes to these two verses, or this verse actually, verse 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Sleep can bring welcome relief from the worries of today, especially when we leave our problems at the foot of the cross in prayer before we close our eyes and rest our minds. That is, if we can indeed rest our minds. When we're able, then we can join the psalmist in crying out for mercy, making a plea that God will not forget us in our distress. So we can exhale and thus fall asleep and find rest. But then we wake up, and after the grogginess wears off, the burdens we were carrying the day before come back and load us down again at times. We may just want to curl up under the covers and hide from the world. Do I have to get out of bed? It can be as if we are in a parched desert and our souls are craving for living water that we just need to have running through our veins to renew us and give us energy. We spread out our hands to God and we start praying. My tank's empty, Father. Please refill it. There was one mother who said mornings were almost always hard times, the hardest time of the day when I was going through the treatment for her cancer. That's not hard for people to understand, is it? Even more difficult was that she was watching her husband fade away from Alzheimer's disease at the same time. Before long, she was running out of options for treating yet another bout of cancer comes. But through it all, she testified that each day, each dawn, God delivered her a fresh dose of unfailing love as she lifted her thirsty soul for a long, cool drink of living water. I think most of us, although, praise God, we don't have to, all of us, we don't all have to go through that, what this woman went through and what she had to handle. Times when we just really are so desperate for a drink of living water. Yet, we do have these times and these moments, a time when we need him to lift us up and hold us close that we might get by today, just today, Lord. My tank is empty, Father. Fill it up. We look and watch and hope for his unfailing love to recharge our lives, holding on to the hope, keeping our trust and our longing. And I think it's justly so, because he is near and he hears us when we pray. His promises say he will do just what needs to be done. So keep praying. Good morning, God. I'm ready. Fill my tank. Well, today's prayer concerns Christina Meal, Linda Dobbins, Scott Rooney, Paul Tremaine, Julie Kasandi. Her mom in Kenya needs some of God's power and help in her life. George's brothers, Bob and Don, are not doing well. Jim and Millie. Lulu DeVito, she's continuing to recover after her loss of her husband. The church, our nations, our families, and maybe your own personal needs this morning. Spend a few moments in prayer. Thank God for hearing and recharging and filling up our tanks. Then just praise God as you live throughout the day for his glory. In Jesus' name, have a great day. God bless.